Now, Julie Riggs walked in the door to tell us about some movies that we might take in. Morning, Julie.
Good morning, Gerry. And I just have to say that if it's a vote between Sean Connery and Daniel Craig, I'm with the Daniel Craig faction. And I have actually talked with him about sex.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I said, and you know, I don't know how to ask this question, I said to him. Why are you so sexy on... Spit it out. He said, why are you so sexy on screen? He said, well, it's about... Sex isn't just about the body. It's about the mind. I try and get in touch with the women's minds.
Oh!
Goodness.
So it's not accidental then?
I don't see a lot of that on screen, I must say, but some of it. Yeah. Look, usually you ask me, you know, what films can we escape into this weekend? And I serve up some, you know, sobering piece of neorealism or documentary. This weekend I have three beautiful escapist films.
Oh, goody, yes.
Okay, the funniest, Burn After Reading, the new Coen Brothers movie. This is not Coen Brothers of No Country for Old Men. This is Coen Brothers Light. This is Light. And
this is not Tarantino funny, which is really sort of awful funny.
Look, everyone dies terrible deaths in Coen Brothers films. Mm. But, you know, this is not messy. It's about a couple of dumb airheads in a gym. They're played by Frances McDormand and Brad Pitt, who is the most hysterical fluffhead gym bunny with white strings hanging out his ears and a bouffant. He's just delightful. They have to do something about it in the movie because he's stealing it, and they do. They find a DVD in a changing room, and it belongs to a fired ex-CIA guy, and they think they're onto something, and they try to blackmail him, and a whole string of misunderstandings ensues. It is very, very funny. We're going to be talking about the Coen brothers on Australia Talks Movies this coming week. In fact, we're going to be talking about all the brothers who make films together. It's a strange phenomenon. Mm. So we'll call it Oh Brothers, Where Art Thou?
Julie, I think you need a break.
This is a break. The other gorgeous film is a documentary, but it plays out like a thriller. This is the Philippe Petit Man on Wire.
Oh, I've heard about
this.
Yes.
Now, you know, a lot gets left out when people look back to the 70s. They think it's a contest of hard-eyed ideologues and, you know, the anti-war movement, black power and militant feminism. The fun and the poetry kind of disappears, but it was there. It affected art and performance. And this film is an absolute delight. And it's got a lot of found footage filmed by Australian filmmakers. So I think it's worth touching. Do I have time for one more?
Yes, one more quickly.
Crooked Business is from Chris Nice, the Gold Coast barrister who wrote Gettin' Square. It's not quite as funny as Gettin' Square. It's his first attempt at direction, but it has an amazing cast of Gold Coast sleazoids in it with extraordinary nicknames. A nice performance.
He defended Pauline Hanson. That's Chris Nice, isn't it? Am I right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Theo Gebert is the lead. He spends a lot of time voicing to camera, explaining the codes of the old world. It's got some nice, funny moments. Well worth a look.
So Burn After Reading, Man on Wire and Crooked Business, escapist... And a lovely escapist trifecta. Thank you very much indeed, Julie. And that's it for us today. I want to thank Julie Browning, Scott Wales, Mudita Dias and Anne-Marie de Bettencourt who make this all possible. Thank you for your company because you make it possible. See you next week. Bye-bye for now. 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.